You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa. The hot summer night feel like a mist. I got a
medical talk radio. I apologize for you all having to listen to some best ofs or some reruns. I got some emails going, really, Dahlia? Really, doctor, that was your best of? Yes, it was. Okay, I am sorry if I didn't go through years and years of archives to pull out the finest of the finest, but I thought you listened to some pretty good shows. Yes, I'm back. I was in Dallas for a conference, a wonderful conference. Got to kind of, strip my stuff a little bit. You know, people were kind of asking me, how I got into the field and what I was doing and where am I going. And it was good. So I really, really appreciate y'all, but I am very excited to be back because we are going to rock and roll. I promise you're going to hear me live, for a lot now. No more, trips, no more work, no more, I'm prepping for my show and I'm looking at this. Kim Kardashian is already divorced. Didn't she just get married? Right, 72 days after the marriage. I know I'm supposed to be talking about medical news. Maybe we should talk about loyalty. Maybe we should talk about wedding vows and what they're supposed to mean. This is ridiculous. You know, people idolize her. I don't really remember why she became famous. Somebody said it was a video she had out. I wasn't watching that. When she started to become famous, I think I started to tune things out after the some of the other videos that were coming out. What, Paris Hilton and I don't know. So I mean, I just tune that out because I'm like, well, they're obviously not somebody of great talent that I need to kind of watch and waste my time reading. And then all of a sudden, there's this big wedding that Kim Kardashian has, and they're comparing it to the royal wedding. Right, with Prince William, and I'm like, you're comparing that to what? Yes, this is the royal wedding of the U.S. Are you kidding me? What has she done? All right, anyway, so I guess they're getting divorced. She and Chris Humphreys, I don't know why, 72 days. I mean, lasted longer than most of us expected. I really hope there's no teenage girls out there idolizing her. I really hope. I think there's too many people idolizing people that really shouldn't be, like the Lindsay Lohans of this world. Really? Really? Okay, we need some idols. We need some mentors. You know, honestly, parents and grandparents, if you're out there, right, and your daughter idolizes Kim Kardashian or, I don't know, Britney Spears, you know, you could tell them if they really, really want a female idol, right, they can idolize Dr. Dahlia. True, there's no Dr. Dahlia dolls. There's no bobbleheads out yet. Yet, I hear someone is making a bobblehead of Dr. Dahlia. But honestly, if they really want a good female role model, Dr. Dahlia. All right, guys, thank you for joining us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I know a lot of you pigged out on Halloween candy. I know. I hear you burping and tooting. Listen, guys, careful with the Halloween candy. We're going to talk about the black licorice. Black licorice can lead to abnormal heart rhythms, congestive heart failure, and you can die from black licorice. Personally, black licorice, I think, is one of the most disgusting candies out there. It shouldn't even be called candy, but it's out there. I also want to talk about, it looks like President Obama issues an executive order to do something about the drug shortages. We'll see what he does. I'm getting nervous a little bit with all these executive orders. Notice that now he's going to executive order his butt off before the election. whatever happened to checks and balances. But we'll see what he has to do. This is a problem with drug shortages. I want to talk a little bit about sexual harassment and what's going on with Herman Cain. But of course, what I really want to do is hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 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 or if you don't like letters, it's 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can reach me by my email at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And did you notice I answered all your emails back, even though I was out of town? You see, I'm good. Well, I got my iPad, I got my iPhone, I hook up my Wi-Fi in the hotel. So I could rock and roll. I know how to rock and roll. You know what? If we even have time, I also want to talk about how some of us taking cholesterol medication could hopefully have less risk of breast cancer. And of course, we need to celebrate the seven billionth baby being born. Yay! Happy birthday! Yay! Boy, the population is booming. Whew. All right, so as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. You know, with Herman Cain here, you know, I woke up and I heard the news, and, you know, I was kind of shocked, of course. But, you know, I listened to his interview on Fox where he's like, you know, yes, yeah, I was accused. People testified that they were, I'm not exactly sure what he said, but they apparently signed pieces of paper saying they withdraw the accusation, apparently got settlements. And, you know, he never harassed anybody or never assaulted anybody. And, you know, and I mean, I believe him. He looks like a nice guy. I like Herman Cain. Y'all know I like Herman Cain. But, you know, he said if the restaurant company, I believe it's the, I'm trying to remember, he was CEO of Godfather's, but he belonged to the Restaurant Association. And they're the ones that made the settlement. And what I find very, very interesting with this whole settlement issue is if you make a settlement, people believe you're guilty. Yet I can't tell you how many times in medicine, doctors, to avoid long, drawn-out lawsuits, just settle the malpractice claim. They just settle it. And so I want to talk about that. I mean, have any of you been accused of sexual harassment? Did you have to settle just to be able to move on with your life? How does the settlement process even work? I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. All right, so we're talking about Herman Cain being accused of by two women in his past of sexually suggestive behavior. While he led the National Restaurant Association, they in turn apparently paid out two settlements. And he had discussed this over the last couple days now. On multiple news stations, you know, saying, look, he never, sexually harassed anybody. He was falsely accused. And, you know, this is a very, very, controversial topic because me, you know, having been a female and worked in multiple jobs, yes, I've been sexually harassed multiple times. And no, you know, I don't like it. I've never made a complaint. I never have. But that's because I probably didn't realize I was being sexually harassed at the time. You know, I mean, it's very, very subjective. I mean, you have some coworkers where you can make dirty jokes. What happened with Clarence Thomas? Clarence Thomas, there was a piece of hair in one of his drinks, and when he pulled it out while having lunch with his female coworker, he said it looked like pubic hair, and then he was accused of sexual harassment with that. I mean, you know, you can have a coworker, and you could even be making a dirty joke, and they giggle about it, they like it, and they move on with their day. Or you could have somebody that says that is sexually suggestive behavior. Now, when I was in medical school, we got a huge talking to. I think you all remember this story. When we were playing the flip the flip-off game, I've told you guys all about the flip-off game, right? right? Somebody's looking around the room and they're supposed to be paying attention in class, and you catch them not paying attention, so you show them the bird, and they look shocked, and you get a point. And if you accidentally get somebody else in the crossfire, an innocent person, you lose a point. And if they get you, you get a point. And remember I told you how I ended up losing because in the middle of the final, right, four of the guys in my class, got me by both hands, which means eight flip-offs, and I was totally leveled, and I yelled out a war cry. It was a tough game. But anyway, we got caught. I guess one of the teachers found out about the flip-off game, and they also found out about the little notes we would show each other in class with some certain expletives. And we were given a huge lecture on sexual harassment. Now, if you show somebody the bird, that's sexual harassment. Okay, I didn't know that. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if that's the case, I am sexually harassed, right, every single morning and afternoon commute. I mean, I am being shown the bird all the time. You know, not to mention, my friends would call me the B word. They would make jokes. There's so many things that could actually qualify for this sexually suggestive behavior that, I want all of you, women too. You know, remember, guys can make a case against women. It's not all, women accusing men. You know, guys can accuse women or girls can accuse other women. All right? Guys can accuse other guys. But, if all of you think about it, there's probably a case where most of us could probably be busted for sexually suggestive behavior. Okay? Right? I mean, how many times we see a picture of something and we go, oh, that looks phallic. We point to everybody. Right? I don't want to go into all the stories when I was in school, but if you think back, I think all of us would have probably, everybody I went to school with would have probably been guilty. Now, for it to go all the way to the, to the point where, a company has to, do a settlement, I've seen that, with malpractice cases. I mean, thank God I haven't gone through that yet, but a lot of my friends have. They take off a mole, the mole leaves a little scar, patient wants to sue, the malpractice company really doesn't want to go through a whole big lawsuit because of the cost of the lawyer, right? They tell the doctor, look, do you want to just settle for $20,000, right? That they'll pay out of there, and the doctor's like, fine, I got to move on with my day. I can't be, dealing with, court cases, and they settle. Now, the problem is that settlement follows you. That follows you on future applications for future medical licenses, as any other settlement for any issue that happens. Now, I can't tell you how many doctors told me, yes, this settlement, they settled because they just needed to move on with their lives and they just didn't want to go through, long, drawn out court processes and lawyer fees. So they ended up just settling. They were like, it's a stupid little scar. Well, all right, it didn't seem stupid to the claimant, or even if, we question whether the claimant had other financial motives, but that follows you. In fact, some insurance companies won't insure a doctor if they had to settle because they're still high risk. The reason why that didn't go to court is because they were able to shut the person up by settling. So when I hear somebody had to settle, to me, that doesn't mean guilt. Because we see it happen all the time. All the time. People just settle. Now, when it comes to, if it ends up being that easy, all right, to file a sexual harassment suit, then you all need to be a heck of a lot more careful than you are. You got to cut back on the jokes. You got to cut back on the stories. Anything that deals with sex acts or body parts, you got to avoid. You can't do that at work. You can't. Any images. You find something on the computer, right? Or you see something that looks pornographic. You can't say it. Clarence Thomas could not suggest that a hair looked like a pubic hair. And the funny thing is I think a lot of us would have said what he said. Because that, finding a piece of hair in your food already makes you want to vomit. But if something is, something is a lot more, prominent, then, I could see them go, oh my gosh, this looks like pubic hair. And yes, as Kyle noted, my whole show, I could probably get sued day after day after day. See, so let's say Kyle, who's working the buttons today, right now on the dials, if I say, Kyle, you're sexy, boom, that's harassment. I can't do that. I can't tell Kyle he's sexy. You know, somebody could make a case, yeah, Wolf Kyle's really not sexy. It doesn't matter. I said he was sexy. I can't do that. If I say, you know, you look good in them jeans, can't do that. You know, you can't, that could be sexually suggestive. And I mean, we do this stuff all the time. So you really got to cut back on your jokes. You can't do that. I mean, they could be your best friend, but you get the raise and they don't. You don't know what's going to happen. Also, remember, be careful of any advances you'd make. You know, if you call a person at home, if you text them, be careful. All right. That may be intrusive. If you think something playful or let's say you heard a comedian and you start to do that act again, that could be it stinks. Of course, the big place where people get caught, the big arena is now the emails. OK, the cybersphere. People send dirty jokes on emails all the time. I do. I had to block it from the Dr. Dahlia email because otherwise the guys at GCN and Genesis Communications won't get any work done because they'll be seeing all this stuff. But I don't let any of the dirty jokes come to this email. I can't, because if it goes anywhere, somebody could say, again, sexual harassment. So, you know, for any of you guys, just please be careful. Also, you know, don't drink with your colleagues. All right, that's what got us in trouble going to school. We'd drink, then you'd put your hand on them, then you'd talk about, you know, their, I don't know, people would talk about my boobs, and, you know, they wouldn't call me Dr. Dahlia, they call me Dahlia then, all right? I wasn't a doctor then, not that they would have dressed me like that. They'd say, you know what, you look like a Picasso, can you please fix your bra straps? Well, you see, at that time, I welcomed that. I was like, thank you, I don't want to walk around looking like a Picasso. Somebody else can call that sexual harassment. We should come up with a whole bunch of ideas. But the big thing is, guys, is the middle finger. You cannot be giving people the middle finger, right? They could say you had some sexual innuendo. I mean, I would love to hear your examples. I know some of you listen to me live, some of you don't. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But it's, you know, it just, you got to be careful. And honestly, the guys are the ones, the men are the ones that are the biggest victims of being accused. Of course, women seem to be more the ones that are actually harassed. And again, for any of you that have ever been harassed, I feel for you. I've been harassed in jobs. It's very frustrating. I've been harassed in many situations. And, you know, I just took it because I wasn't going to make a stink and I wanted to, you know, move on with my education and my career. And I just, you know, let it go. It wasn't that big a deal. I was called big boobs. I was called, I mean, I've been called many words, even the C word, and very inappropriate, extremely inappropriate. So any of you that have been harassed, I do feel for you. I don't want to, you know, invalidate anybody's, you know, accusations. However, I do feel for the guys and the false accusations with like, all I did was tell a joke. That's all I did. And you can't be stupid. I mean, the way we deal with people now has to be completely different. Every action can turn. That's what I learned in medical school. Anything I say can be used against me later. Anything. And so I really don't shoot the breeze as much as I'd like to. You know? All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com can contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Damn right I do. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, your email is at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia as well. Oh, well, the emails are at drdahlia.com. Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. You see what happens when I take a few days off? You see what happens? And, of course, don't forget to check out our Alaskan cruise. We are going to Alaska next summer. Please go to my website and check that out. All right. When I was gone, there were a lot of calls that came in, so let's get to some of them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I have actually two questions. My testosterone level was 2.56. I want to know if that's any good. And also if there's any free screening that you know about for diabetes. Thanks again. Great show. Bye.
All right. Thank you. And thank you, guys. I love it when you guys leave messages for me. And like I said, we will play them on air the next show if we can, if they come in with good quality. All right. To go to the free diabetes screening. Sometimes there are health fairs. Absolutely. There are health fairs out there that may screen you for diabetes. Of course, if you're, you know, if your fasting blood sugar is over 100, they've really gotten tight with that. It used to be 140, then it used to be 120. So if your fasting blood sugar is over 100, I mean, I don't know how many of you go to a health fair and you're fasting at the time. If your non-fasting blood sugar is over 200, that could be an issue for diabetes. But I don't know who usually does free. Sometimes you could call the health department and see if they know of anything going on. For pre-diabetes screening, usually your doctor will do pre-diabetes screening for you. Usually when you ask for blood work, your comprehensive panel will actually have the sugar on there. And so if your sugar level is normal, but let's say they add the glycohemoglobin test, which we've talked about extensively on the show, or triglycerides, then, you know, that's a way for them to tell if you're pre-diabetic. Because those of us that are starting to get high triglycerides, our hemoglobin A1C is above 6, yet our sugar looks normal, I'd say you're pre-diabetic. So if, you know, if you could have your doctor order the blood work, that's the best. Of course, I do recommend fasting blood sugar, which means no eating between 8 to 12 hours. Drink water, of course. But, you know, if you said not pre but free, like I said, it all depends on what city you live in. And I would maybe call the health department and see if they know. Okay? Good question. Now, quickly for the testosterone, there's a couple different levels of how or ways to check testosterone. You could do the SI units or the conventional units. SI units, that sounds low. All right. Usually, I believe we want you, you know, more in the sixes, and you said you were 2.3, whereas conventional units, those are the numbers, nanogram per deciliter. When some of you say my testosterone level is 500, and we're like, oh, that's pretty good, you know, because we want you between basically 200 and 700, and I'm doing a rough estimate. I'm not giving you exact numbers. So to me, that does sound kind of low. The testosterone sounds low. Again, though, you know, it sounded like on the radio you said like 2.36 or so. That just sounds a little bit low if you're using the SI units. So my recommendation would be have them run a free and total testosterone. Try to get the whole number and see where you are from there. But great question. Thank you, guys. Keep the calls coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly, I want to talk about black licorice. Apparently, those of you who take cardiac medications, you know, black licorice can actually interfere with some of these. And what you really need to be concerned about is black licorice, even though it tastes disgusting and it gets stuck in your teeth, it contains glycyrrhizin, okay, which is a chemical that can trigger a low drop in your potassium. If your potassium is low, you can go into an abnormal heart rhythm called an arrhythmia. And then your blood pressure could rise, you could swell, get tired, congestive heart failure. I mean, we've used licorice for heartburn and ulcers, and licorice has been used for natural remedies for a while. The problem is some of you, when it's Halloween, and, you know, we're now coming out of Halloween, we're going to be eating all that candy. And we're going to be eating that candy for weeks on end. And if that's the case, then you need to be careful because you could overdo it. Now, of course, you know, low potassium can be corrected. But, you know, for some of you that don't know, or you have high blood pressure or heart disease or kidney disease, you need to be careful. They say as few as 5 grams a day could cause health problems. You hear that? 5 grams a day. All right, now, or 0.18 ounces. So you got to read the package. Personally, I don't like black licorice. I like the strawberry better. But, you know, I know some of you are into the licorice. Honestly, I like chocolate. You know, I sift through my kids' candy bags and I kind of pull out the Hershey bars. You know, I wish people would give more, you know, solid Hershey bars. I don't like the little mini ones. I like the big, huge Hershey bar where it takes you about 15 minutes to eat. I like that. That's kind of yummy. So be careful. You know, another question I always get is, you know, they have Halloween candy that, you know, they try to kind of put off for a few months, you know, because you get so much candy at once. Why can't you just store it in your cupboard and then, you know, save it for when you PMS? I do that with my girls in the office. We get so many baskets and all these old chocolate goodies come Christmas time that we're actually inundated. And when it's summer and we're PMSing and we're craving chocolate, there's nothing. So I tell the staff, store some away. All right. Otherwise, we're just all going to get sick to our stomachs and, you know, we're all going to get fat. Store some away because we always want chocolate throughout the spring and the summer. So people ask me, how long does the candy last? All right. Does it last a year? Does it last 6 months? Well, again, there should be an expiration date on the candy. Yes, many candies can last about a year, but please check the expiration dates. Okay. Because remember, chocolate is still milk chocolate. I think after a while, it does start to kind of residue and, you know, it starts to get white a little bit. And, you know, even though, I don't think it's dangerous. We've all eaten old candy. Make sure, you know, you check the expiration dates. But I think some of the candy that can last, absolutely, make it last. Why not? All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi. I have COPD, and I use an inhaler, Cibacor, whatever it's called.
Cibacor, mm-hmm.
And I've noticed, on the commercial it says that some of the side effects is vision. I have a blind spot at the very top of my eye now on my right eye, and I'm wondering if that could be from the Cibacor. I went to the eye doctor, and he looked at the back. I mean, I went to an ophthalmologist. He looked at the back of my eye, and his medical term was, your nerves look weird, and one was bleeding. And could that be from the inhaler, or is it just related to something else? He sent me to get an MRI to see if I was having mini seizures, and those came out negative. I was not, and I have no, like, brain tumors or anything.
Okay, good.
So if you could get that answer for me, I would appreciate it. You have a good day. Good weekend. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for your call. And honestly, thank all of you. I know when I was out of town, it was frustrating that you couldn't get me live. But thank you guys for these questions. And I hope you're listening to the answer. You know, when you have a blind spot and then they say it looks like you have some bleeding in the back of your eye, the first thing I think about is high blood pressure and then diabetes. So my suggestion would be get checked for high blood pressure and diabetes. Now, could that Cibacor inhaler, for any of you having COPD, can your inhalers cause blindness? We know some of the inhalers that have the steroids in it, and Cibacor does have a long-acting beta agonist, which kind of dilates the bronchioles to help you breathe better, and it does have a steroid in there. Long-acting use of steroids can cause glaucoma. It can cause cataracts. It shouldn't cause diabetes. You know, long-standing oral steroids, you know, if you're taking oral prednisone, yes, you could turn diabetic. I've never really seen that with an inhaler, but somebody could say, look, maybe he used the inhaler, and because the beta agonist, his blood pressure spiked, or because the steroid is sugar spiked, and that could have caused the issues in the back. So my suggestion would be, I mean, if the Cibacor is working for your COPD, that's a winner then, you know? I mean, if it's not working for the COPD, well, then try something else. But I would also make sure your blood pressure is getting checked, and you check it yourself morning, noon, and night to make sure it's not going above 130 over 85, because then we consider that high blood pressure. I would also make sure somebody's checking your blood sugar and keep going to the ophthalmologist, because this one little spot that possibly bled, you could have other spots. It could be something else going on that's not related to the inhaler. All right. I hope that helps. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dalia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation of the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor
outdoor winter activity, Instafire Easily Lights with matches or flintlock lighters is environmentally friendly. Stores Easy is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I want to give a big shout out, of course, to Genesis Communications Network for putting my show national and worldwide so everybody can listen to it who doesn't have anything better to do. And but, of course, big shout out to my affiliates, XM Satellite, KDWN, many of them. I want to give a shout out to WZFG, The Flag. AM 1100. We actually are live in Fargo, North Dakota. I love it. We're live in a few cities. Some of you guys are listening to me delayed. We are working on that because we want to get everybody listening to me live. But please keep calling in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go back to the phone lines and see what we have. Oh, we have someone with laryngitis.
Hi, my wife, has a friend. She went to her house and she was unconscious, and she was telling me that the paramedics came and that they did something on her chest, it was like compressions. put like on their fist on her chest, and you know, she came out of it, not, you know, from not being unconscious. And I've never heard of that before. I was just wondering if you could kind of explain to me what exactly that they did, you know, to have her come out of being unconscious. Thank you. Bye.
No, thank you for your call. Yeah, that must have been pretty scary. I mean, if somebody's unconscious and they're unconscious because they have lack of blood flow, or they've had a heart attack, absolutely. CPR, that's why we do cardiopulmonary resuscitation. That's what CPR is. And we do that to try to get the blood moving, but more importantly, to get the oxygenation back to the parts of the body that need it. Now, we've talked about CPR a lot on this show, where if you have somebody that's, you know, on the ground, I mean, if somebody's kind of awake and moving, you don't really do CPR. You know, if they're breathing and moving and they're talking to you, we don't start to do mouth-to-mouth, even if they're good-looking. And we don't start, you know, doing chest compressions. We do that when they are pulseless, breathless, et cetera. So we check their pulse, we check their breath. And in the olden days, we'd start doing breaths and chest compressions. Now they say just do the chest compressions. Because if you waste time, you know, wiping off the spit and putting your mouth on them and going, ooh, and, you know, not giving the breaths properly, you're losing a very vital and critical time to do chest compressions. So we tell you to do chest compressions. You could do it to the beat of Staying Alive. Da, 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 Staying Alive. You know, because that beat is about 100 beats a minute. And, we've talked about CPR, and I should probably revisit that with you when we have more time. But absolutely, if somebody has a heart attack or their heart stops and you get them going again, or if you have like a near drowning victim, that's what you do. And it's very, very important. So I suggest everybody take a CPR class. Okay, don't wait for Dr. Dahlia to revisit the subject every few months like I do. You know, I would say get some CPR certification. It's vital and it saves lives. You know, now, what's interesting is there was a gentleman in a nursing home who apparently had choked on some sausage. We don't know why he was fed sausage if he had Alzheimer's. And I guess the nurses, I need to find the story and find out where that hurt occurred. Oh, wait a second. I think I have it here. Let me see where that was. That may actually be, oh, there's a chance that may be in New York. Okay, apparently the gentleman was found slumped over. Now, if somebody chokes on something, becomes hypoxic, can't breathe, okay, and you see somebody slumped over, right, your first inclination may be, oh, he had a heart attack. Right? That's why you don't have to diagnose a person. Your job is to get them on the ground and perform the proper first aid and CPR, which is why y'all should be trained. Now, it turned out if they would have done a good exam of his mouth, they would have possibly seen that he choked on some meat, hence a food in his mouth, and then maybe he could have done the Heimlich or something. But they didn't. They didn't do proper CPR, and unfortunately, the man died. So, you know, Alzheimer's patients can't talk to you. They can't be like, you know, people will get up at a restaurant and they'll hold their neck and they'll do the choking signs. If you give people signs, sometimes it doesn't happen that way, especially if a person has Alzheimer's. So you have to assume anything could have gone on. So that's why, please get, I'll review that again on the show, but, cause it's so important, but I want everybody trained for CPR. There's no excuse for you not to. No excuse. Absolutely no excuse. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. Blood poison. Do you know anything about it? How does the guy get it? Enjoy your show immensely. Bye now.
Thank you. Okay, blood poisoning. If you're talking about sepsis, I mean, a person could get that if they get any infection that goes into the blood. Now, you could get sepsis from any type of infection, you know, whether a pneumonia, kidney infection, etc. So when they call it blood poisoning, we call it that because of the bacteria and the toxins go into the blood. And it could be very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Your body could go into shock, and you could go into liver failure, renal failure, heart failure, a variety of things. So my recommendation is to stay healthy, you know. Make sure you get your vaccines, like your flu shots, et cetera. Make sure, you know, at the first sign of an infection, you get checked. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're making everybody a hypochondriac. No, I'm not. You know, I mean, people always ask me, they go, Dahlia, you see these people get very sick. They get sick quickly. What were they like day one? Well, they look like us walking around the place day one. Right? Did you guys see Planet of the Apes? I just saw it again because we were in a hotel and the kids were driving me crazy, so we just decided we'd rent a movie, so we saw Planet of the Apes again. And remember the gentleman had breathed in the virus, and so he started sneezing blood? You know, so he just had a cold. You know, he just started having a cold. Oh, okay, I don't want to ruin the story for you all. But anyway, somebody started out having a cold, and then it got a little worse. That's how it all starts out. You know, we're walking around and we're feeling fine. So, you know, if you think you're not beating this cold, or if just use your intuition, if you think something's not right, it probably isn't. Okay, we all like to blow things off because we don't want to go to the doctor, we don't want to wait for the doctor, we don't want to, but trust your instinct, because I have seen too many people get sick and crump because they waited too long. And if they just went to the doctor 2 days before or 3 days before, maybe something could have been done. You know, and let's say you did go to an urgent care, you did go to the doctor, a nurse practitioner, a PA, and you don't think what was done worked. Go back. Okay, there's a chance you have something more serious than anybody imagined. And it's okay to go back, right? Don't feel like you insulted the doctor. Get a second opinion. But remember, this is your body. And I can't tell you how many times I hear stories of what happened to people, and I said, gosh, if they only 48 hours earlier did something different. We all say that. We play Monday morning quarterback. And it's very easy for us to talk and you know, discuss, but it's heartbreaking because a lot of times these things could have been avoided. I mean, not Planet of the Apes. Planet of the Apes, nothing could avoid that. You know, do you all believe Planet of the Apes could happen? Yeah, you know, apes talking. I don't know. Monkeys are smart. We were just at the Dallas Zoo. We went to the zoo. And I got to tell you, these monkeys, they looked at us and they ran. Right? They're probably like, oh, man, these guys, you know, they're worried we're going to take over the planet. So they were kind of nervous. You know, another thing I did in Dallas is we went and saw the sixth floor repository where JFK had been assassinated. That was the building from which Lee Harvey Oswald was at when he shot JFK. I mean, just very chilling, very chilling. If any of you have ever been to Dallas, I really recommend you go to that museum and you look at that. You know, I want to actually one day spend time talking about the JFK assassination because you know, you see Jacqueline Kennedy start climbing out of the car, and you know, my mother recounts. You know, during the 60s, they said it's because, you know, she was going to get help. From what I understand happened is John F. Kennedy, unfortunately, his face was blown to pieces. And when that happened, it scared the hell out of her, so she started running. And I think there was a lot of things they left out when they told the general public that now has been coming out with what happened. And, we've heard accounts from the trauma surgeons that when JFK came, they didn't know what to do. And so, you know, they told everybody, look, tell them we're getting blood while we figure out what we're going to say. But, you know, the doctor was like, I can't fix this. You know, and it was just, it was heartbreaking. But anyway, I know I want to talk about more medical news, but I want to talk about the Kennedy assassination one day. Just, I mean, so chilling. Anyway, guys, all right, we will be back. We're still on for another couple hours, but if this is your stop, I will then talk to you tomorrow. If you want to stay on, call in at 1-877-DOC-DALY. Talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.